It's 20 past five. Well, New Zealand officials will travel to the Cook Islands over the next 10 days to set up a framework for that long-awaited travel bubble. Jacinda Ardern's not putting a time on when travel will be open between the two countries, but does expect it to be this side of Christmas. Begging the question, what is a travel bubble actually worth to us and to the Cooks? Economist Benji Patterson is with us on this. Good morning to you. The obvious thing here is, in an economic sense, it is almost entirely the Cooks, right, who'll benefit out of this relationship.
Yeah, good morning, Kate. Yeah, exactly. It's completely in the Cook Islands' favour, but also New Zealanders are going to benefit from having an international holiday destination. Last year, there were approximately 110,000 New Zealanders that went to the Cook Islands. In reverse, there were about 13,000 Cook Islanders that came to New Zealand. Now, New Zealanders make up about two-thirds of all visitors to the Cook Islands, while in reverse, Cook Islanders make up just 0.3% of all visitor arrivals to New Zealand.
Are Kiwis good spenders when they get there?
Yeah, look, we spend a little bit less than the average visitor to the Cook Islands. The average visitor spends about $435 a day. We spend just over $400, $406. But in total, because there's so many of us, we spend $200 million in total. So that's about 60% of all international visitor spending in the Cook Islands.
Right. So this, I guess, is a form of soft aid to the Cooks, but they say it is just not happening fast enough for them, that they'll be in dire straits by the time we actually get around to doing it.
Yeah, well, you think $200 million, if that was spread evenly across the year, that's about $4 million a week that they're losing if New Zealanders aren't there. So they really need it. It's very important for employment. It's very important to keep their economy ticking over. And getting the tourism dollar is much more efficient than going via bureaucratic channels. It's something that will go directly into the back pocket of businesses there, directly into the pay packets of workers. So it's something that they want sooner rather than later.
Do you think on top of that we can also give them aid as well, or we may need to do that if, you know, we are waiting till December for the bubble?
Well, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, they already have about $21 million per year that is budgeted to support the Cook Islands, mainly goes into helping the education and the health system there. It's something that, because we're in a crisis, undoubtedly MFAT will be looking towards extra aid. It's kind of nice if we can do something where it helps businesses there get back on the ground, get working, and at the end of the day, that's something that's better for the long-term development of the Cook Islands. If you can have them sustainably being able to earn a good living, it's something that they do well at.
Benji, appreciate it very much.